Hello.
I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is her.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to try and file a claim.
An unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we can do that over the phone. It takes about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and I need your Social Security number, please.
Okay, it's 417-517-231.
Okay, 417-517-231.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Sierra Morrow.
And your date of birth?
11/29/99.
And your mother's maiden name?
Angelina.
Her maiden. Okay.
She was a Morrow. She got married.
Okay. And your Alabama driver's license number?
972-0997.
Have you ever worked under any other name?
No, ma'am.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the armed forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
12th. I graduated high school.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And is this for your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And I'm going to need the routing number and the account number, please.
Okay. Okay, the routing number is 06-22-05-704.
Okay, that's 06-22-05-704.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
329-3727.
Okay, that's 329-3727.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what's your mailing address?
3315 6th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
Area code 205-826-6532.
That's 205-826-6532.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've got your address as 3315 6th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
What month was Angelina Ivory born in? March, June,
I'm
December,
sorry.
or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Zenobia Hamner? 23 to 27, 46 to 50, 54 to 58, 60 to 64, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Aaron Morrow? 20 to 24, 32 to 36, 54 to 58, 67 to 71, or none of the above?
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Aaron Morrow.
Aaron Morrow? I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. All right, moving on. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what's the last day that you worked at your job?
Let me go back to it. It'll be June 22nd, and I got off the next morning.
Okay.
On the 23rd.
So June 22nd, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. I just got released from my doctor to be able to go back.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Could you repeat that?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
For all shifts?
In your normal occupation. That means if you're a school teacher, you normally work 7 to 3. So that would be 7 to 3. If you're a nurse, you could work any shift at all.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're a secretary, you work 8 to 5. So what's your normal occupation? What do you do?
Production work.
Okay.
Plants like Mercedes and stuff.
Okay, like manufacturing. Okay. Yeah, then that's shift work.
Okay,
so,
yes, ma'am.
But if you prefer one shift to another, you can put that down.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You do want to work a particular shift?
Well, preferably a night shift.
Okay. Hold on one moment. I'll add that in here. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say about 15. How
Okay.
many miles? About 15 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
Maybe $15.
Okay. And are you a member of a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And you work in production
Yes, ma'am.
in manufacturing facility.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you seeking work in that same type of occupation?
I'm trying to. Okay, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. On June the 28th, I was in a car accident. I broke my arm and wrist in three different places and had to have my thumb and stuff stitched back up because it was almost cut off. I let my job know that I have to go through therapy and all that. I've been up under the doctor, and I text them asking them would I be able to come back or whatever, and no one ever said yes or no or anything like that.
Okay, so you just never heard from them again.
No, ma'am. And then someone told me that I have to like reapply for the job, and I did, and still nothing. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay. And who is your last employer?
Mercedes, a company called AKKA.
That's not MB Technology, is it?
Yes, ma'am. They just changed the name.
Okay. There in our system is MB Technology.
Yes, ma'am.
And a phone number for them.
Have someone named Aaron Eugene. He's supposed to be HR. His phone number is 246, I'm sorry, 0597.
Okay, 205-246-0597.
Yes, ma'am. And I
And
have
when
another number if you need. Okay.
I don't, that's plenty.
Okay.
And when did you start working there?
I started March 20, I'll say March, I think it's March 28th.
2022.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you say your last day again was?
June, let me go back. June 22nd.
And was this in Tuscaloosa?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you're no longer working there
No,
for health
ma'am.
reasons.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the name and title of your supervisor?
The name, my supervisor, his name is Eugene, and he is, what is he? He works in HR. That's all I know.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. All right, and if you will grab a pencil and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary PIN number.
Pen. Okay, I got the pen and paper.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 3199.
3199, okay.
And hold on to that PIN because I'm going to give you a couple more things to write down and then we'll be finished with your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you're going to log into this website and you'll need to write this down.
Okay.
Okay, the first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, Works, all one word.
Okay, Alabama Works.
Dot Alabama spelled out.
Okay.
Dot gov, GOV.
Okay.
And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, then this is the website you're going to use. It's www.labor, LABOR, dot Alabama, dot gov. And if you choose to file over the telephone, then the number you're going to call every week is 800 752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you're going to make your first certification by phone or internet beginning this Sunday, which is January, I'm sorry, December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-1000. Four five two four. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, I don't. So when I get off the phone with you, I need to go on the Alabama Work, .alabama.gov to update my resume.
Yeah, you need to wait about 24 to 48 hours for all of your information to upload. You
Okay.
can wait on the Career Center until next week.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.